Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. This is a Monday morning, and it's June 8th, 2020. What a world. Things are changing drastically. I mean, I could go over the news and it'd just be mind-boggling in terms of the things that are going on all across the world. But anyway, this morning we want to address ourselves to looking at a product that's really effective, helping a lot of people all across the world. You know, people do have high blood pressure, diabetes, and arthritic pain, and fibromyalgia, and cholesterol, all of the above. And we have a program that will show people how to get healthy naturally, you know, without the side effects of all the medications that we have been taken over the years. So we would start that program in just a moment. Let me tune in to see where people are. Oops. I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to come up with that. No, I want to do this. Let's see. I hit the wrong thing. 9174455583. 2 minutes from broadcast time. Let's see where we are. 1, 2, 3, Blog Talk Radio.
Joining conference now.
Well, we are here. Good morning, Russ Johnson here. Early in the morning. Who's on? David? James?
Good morning. Barbara. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Jay. Everyone.
Good morning. Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you. How's everybody in the Rain family here?
I'm doing real well. How about anybody else?
I'm good. Thank you.
Just good? You should say great.
This is Diane Shaw.
Diane? Okay, where are you from, Diane?
I'm calling from the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
Oh, okay. So how is it down there in the Virgin Islands?
It's hot today.
Okay. Do you have a lot of space? We got a boatload of people who want to come down and hang out with you.
Sure, come on down.
Okay. Jay, are you ready? You have your traveling shoes on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. She says, come on down.
I love the sunshine.
Okay. Well, it's 11 o'clock, and so we might as well get underway. Listen, folks, Ali Yassin said he would not be on this morning. He usually handles the Monday morning call. But, you know, he's been a little bit under the weather, to say the least. So he's been dealing with a few problems. Now, I hear people breathing. I hear a little noise. So if you will mute your phones, I really would appreciate it in the broadcast this morning. We want to get it underway. James, are you there? Or Barbara, are you there? Mahasan, are you there? Who's out there? Anyway.
We're here.
Okay, good. All right. Let's get underway. We have this morning, I'm going to take the call for Ali Yassin and hopefully let us pray and, you know, concentrate on helping him to get better. He's working with some issues, so what can we say? And we have the product that will help a lot of people. And Jay will talk about that in just a moment. Jay Clark, a New Yorker, living in the big city, the Big Apple, if you will. He's been involved in network marketing for 20, maybe more years. And he's been with Rain for 6 years, almost seven. And he has a great insight on the business. He's built it to a level of what they call, mute your phones, please, called Gold Direct. And he's been to the company headquarters to meet with Byron and Paul Hickey and all the other administrators there. So he has a great sense of the business. He's walked through the manufacturing facility. And what can I say? He has a better insight about where we are and how strong and viable the company is for long-term growth and development. So, Jay, I really appreciate you being on this morning. Why don't we start out give us some of your background in network marketing, maybe some of the successes you have had, and then why did you join Rain? And when you went to the company headquarters, what did you see that impressed you the most? Go right ahead. Jay Clark.
Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for inviting me on the call this morning. It just gives me great honor to be able to share with the Rain family always. But to answer your questions, I basically, you know, a little bit of information about myself is very basic. I've been an electrician for the almost 37 years. So I retired from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Did that, you know, I got across the desert, as we said, you know, 40 years, you know, working. And but what happened is that I always loved people. Okay, so since I love people, a friend of mine invited me to a presentation one day, and he said, "Jay," he says, "listen, I have something I like to share with you. You know, based on you know the fact that you know I know you like people and everything, and I have something I want to share with you." He didn't tell me exactly what it was about. He says, "But you know, I'd like to invite you to a meeting." So I did go to that meeting. You know, he used the curiosity approach on me. Didn't tell me nothing really. I got there and listened to the presentation, got all excited about it. They didn't talk about the name until the very end. And that particular name of that company was Amway. That was my first exposure. And they talked about network marketing. They talked about, you know, how it is that it's important to become an entrepreneur, the art of working for oneself. So I saw that presentation. I got excited about it, became a distributor of that company. Didn't make any money, really. I really didn't. But what I did learn is I learned about some success principles, because they believed in seminars, books, and tapes. And so I became a student of at least getting the good information. I got educated. I was back in school learning about this business. Like I said, didn't make any money, but the good news is that I learned some basics. And just like as an electrician, you got to go through a 5-year apprenticeship program to, you know, to learn how to pretty much master your skills, okay, on the job training and having mentors and, you know, people to show you the works. That's what happened here. So I parallel all of that, you know, with what they were presenting to me, and I became a student. And I had some successes along the way, some failures as well. I never allowed any type of doubt to get in the way of what we call network marketing, because I love the system. So that's pretty much how I got started, Doc. And just bringing things up to snuff right here, Dr. Go Richmond Ali Yassin shared this product with me. And as I always say, he said to me, he says, "Jay, listen, I have something I'd like to share with you. You may or not be interested in it, but you know what? You need to check it out." So he sent me a box of the product. It was called Soul. I took that product, and immediately, you know, as he told me, he instructed me very simply, shake it, rip it, and sip it. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this. Back in January of 2013, when I first took that product called Soul, which I'll be talking about in a moment here, that product actually was revolutionary. It was life-changing. Immediately, I felt a sensation of wellness. Something was happening. I didn't quite know exactly what it was, but I did know that there was nothing greater than the power of the seed. And he did tell me that this was a seed-based nutritional product. So it started out like that, Doc. And so, yeah, started that way. So, yeah. So what I just want to do right now is just – yes, go right ahead, Doc. You go ahead.
No. Take a minute or so, because we've heard a lot about the product. Take a minute or so and talk about the effect of your testimony in terms of using the product and what you think about people being on the product and the kind of products that we have. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a special broadcast on this frequency, if you will, on Blog Talk Radio, on Sunday, coming up this next Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I got Dr. Susan Boston. She's going to be with us.
Oh, wow.
And so she is really an expert in terms of explaining the product. So if you want to see what she is doing on her website. Just go to www.drsusansph.com. Again, that's www.drsusans, like possessor, SSSUSANSPH.com. So go right ahead and talk about the product for just a minute or two.
Okay, yes, I'll give you. Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead. And your testimony.
Yes, my testimony is very, 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 very simple. When Dr. Gorich and Ali Yassin shared this life-changing product with me, as I said, my 100 trillion cells, you know, because as you very well might know, were fearfully and wonderfully made. So immediately, when I tasted that product, I knew that something was happening. And so I took the product. I was experiencing at that particular time a lack of energy. And I can tell you immediately I felt the goodness of what this product represents. So I needed energy, but it also allowed me to experience some mental clarity. Okay, it definitely improved my immune system. A whole bunch of good things were starting to happen. But most importantly is when I shared this product with other people. And when I shared this product called Soul with other people, I also started to see some life-changing situations. So, of course, my antennas went up. I got totally excited about it. He told me that there was an award-winning opportunity here in Rain International. Had the opportunity to, you know, experience what Soul, what Rain International was offering by allowing me to win a trip to go down to Utah on the Gold Retreat and see the facilities and meet all of the people. It was just a beautiful event. But anyway, enough of that. But let me just tell you, take a little bit of time right here and tell you why Jay Clark is so excited about Soul, okay? As I said, I've been happily involved in Rain International since January of 2013. Okay, and the first product that I want to talk about is called Soul. It's our flagship product. It was the first product that was introduced. And what's so nice about it is Soul, very simply, it restores. It restores your systems. In other words, it neutralizes the free radicals. See, ladies and gentlemen, what has happened out here is that based on the pandemic, the COVID, and all the other things that going on in the world today, when you leave outside of your home, you got to make sure you're armed. You have to have on your full armor. And the way that you fight those free radicals, I'm talking about noise pollution, you know, I'm talking about air pollution, I'm talking about, you know, just all the different types of combatants. There are over 10,000 free radicals that you have to combat against once you just leave your home. So the way your self-insurance plan works is this. You make sure that you take this Soul product, which consists of, all right, the black cumin seed, the black raspberry seed, the Chardonnay grape seed, and a natural 5-carbon sugar called D-ribose. All of those seeds are synergistically put together to allow you to have everything that you need. As I said earlier, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So those 100 trillion cells, when you take this product, they start rejoicing because all of those 100 trillion cells get activated, and that's the beauty of Soul. It neutralizes the free radicals. It's a powerful antioxidant. It provides increased energy, okay, and you get better sleep, cognitive. I mean, it has a whole bunch of reasons why we use Soul. As a matter of fact, we have over 27 reasons. So that's our first product, okay?
Yes, you want to say something? Yeah, so good. And then talk about Core for just a minute, and if you want to
mention, just a minute.
And that's all, because I want to talk about, it's 11 minutes after the hour, I want to talk about why you decided to come in and build a team, and how did you become gold, and how did you win a trip? You won a trip. It was all expenses paid by the company for you to go to the headquarters in Utah. So we want to talk about the process of how people can do that, can also win a free trip to Utah, the headquarters of Rain International. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, very simply, you know, I want to just say again, what I love about this company called Rain is that It's a people helping people business. We have the best products, seed-based nutritional products on the planet. I just talked about a little bit about Soul, but we have Core, which is a cleanser. It has over 10 different, you know, greens in it. I'm talking about chlorophyllin, aloe vera, spirulina, kale, milk thistle, wheatgrass, cranberry seed, black cumin seed, dandelion, and chlorella. Well, that product right there, that's nature's best greens, ladies and gentlemen. It comes in a little one-ounce packet. So when you have the Dynamic 2 of Soul and Core, you have an award-winning formulation. That's the basis of what we are talking about right here. So I just want to say very quickly here is that Core, it cleanses. That's very, very important. It's a detoxifier, okay? It makes sure that your body stays alkaline, okay? And for instance, like the milk thistle, very, very important. The spirulina, you know, that promotes brain function. So all of those things are working together, again, synergistically to give our bodies everything that it needs. And most importantly right now is the basic three. When I first came into Rain, they had just the Soul, then we got the Core, and then we also got our third product, which is called Form. And Form is a protein supplement. It has the Sacha-Ichi seed in it, the chia seed, the pumpkin seed, the pea protein, and the cranberry seed. And what's so nice about that is that that is a meal replacement. It allows you to have all of your BCAAs, which is, you know, your what we call the branched chain amino acids. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, all of that is in the basic three. I call these the seed couture's of nutrition. In other words, just like the three musketeers had their model all for one and one for all, well, here in Rain International, these three seed couture's of nutrition, the Soul, the Core, and the Form, give us everything that we need. So, Doc, those are the first three that I just want to talk about, and I just want to end it off by saying this, that the other products, okay, which is the Pure, the Ben, the Bright, and the Reverie, okay, those are our Magnificent Seven. And all of them do a whole bunch of good for the body. For instance, the Pure is dealing with your gut and intestinal health. Your Ben deals with joints, ligaments, and tendons. The Bright deals with oxymizing your brain function, your cognitive, okay? And the Reverie is for good skin care. So that's the product. I'm telling you, the most important thing is just to use it. That's the most important thing. That's how you get the true significance from it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Doctor, again, I'm glad you went over the product and, you know, outlined the Form and the Ben and the Soul and the Core and all that. But here's the big deal for me is that every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 days a week, 3 o'clock, Doctor
That's right.
Weeks does a special job in explaining all of this in detail. So people can bring your people, your friends, your relatives and acquaintances, and people who are really interested in healthy nutrition to the microphone to listen to him every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. So make sure you get that number to be able to do that today and bring your people to the microphone. Now, in addition to Dr. Weeks, he's an expert in terms of seed nutrition. I'm bringing Dr. Boston to the microphone next Sunday on this call. And she's going to take 1 hour going through all of the products and telling you why you should take them, what's in it, and how beneficial they are to you. And Dr. Boston, you can go to her website, which is www.drsusans, that's plural, S-U-S-A-N-S, P-H, P as in Paul, H as in happy, .com. And listen to her for just a second.
When we talk about holistic healthcare, we are talking about looking at the entire whole body and how everything works together. I think sometimes when you say the word holistic, some people do have a negative connotation and it draws them back to maybe, you know, the 60s or things along those lines and, you know, love and peace. But holistic today is looking at everything and how everything in the body is connected. And although you might have knee pain, it's not just your knee. And although you may have a headache, it might be hormonally related, or it could be a food or nutrition problem. So when we look at the body, we're looking at everything in connection. If you come in with a symptom, we're not just looking at the symptom. We're looking at what caused the symptom. We're looking at triggers. We're looking at maybe an event that you have gone through or a trauma that caused your body to display the symptoms. And then we go back and look at the root cause and try to fix the cause rather than just, you know, covering up the symptom. So that's what holistic is today. Looking at everything in its entirety and how all of the pieces of your puzzle fit together and stay together for you.
Okay. Thank you. So she'll be with us on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Tell all your friends, all your relatives, all the people who are concerned about all kinds of health issues that we have the 3 o'clock call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Dr. Weeks. And now Dr. Susan Boston will be with us on Sunday to do an extensive call talking about the efficacy, the effectiveness of the product. Because, you know, and I just say this to the people who are listening, all the medications that Big Pharma produces for us, you know, to get us well, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritic pain, fibromyalgia, whatever, have side effects. And if you ever have taken that time to listen to the commercials on radio or television or cable systems, you will see and hear the fact that medicines have side effects. Take a listen. Just listen to this one.
If you have type 2 diabetes, 84% prefer the Trulicity pen over a competitor pen. It's easy to use, with no assembly required. Trulicity can help lower your blood sugar, and it starts acting from the first dose.
Trulicity isn't for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Don't take Trulicity if you're allergic to it, you or your family have medullary thyroid cancer, or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2. Stop Trulicity and call your doctor right away if you have an allergic reaction, a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, changes in vision, or diabetic retinopathy. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Taking Trulicity with sulfonylurea or insulin raises low blood sugar risk. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, belly pain, and decreased appetite, which lead to dehydration and may worsen kidney problems.
See what you can do with Trulicity. Ask your doctor today.
And be careful of immediate death. I'm just saying, all those things that you could get by ingesting what's supposed to be, and I'm not saying all medicines are bad. I'm just saying all medicines have side effects. Even if you look, even skin care, when you put something rubbing on your skin because you got warts or whatever it is, some imperfections. Here's one on skincare. Take a listen. What the side effects?
In between flare-ups, Dupixent is a biologic and not a cream or steroid. Many people taking Dupixent saw clear or almost clear skin, and had significantly less itch. That's a difference you can feel. Don't use if you're allergic to Dupixent. Serious allergic reactions can occur, including anaphylaxis, which is severe. Tell your doctor about new or worsening eye problems, such as eye pain or vision changes or a parasitic infection. If you take asthma medicines, don't change or stop them without talking to your doctor. So help heal your skin from within and talk to your eczema specialist about Dupixent.
I mean, I'm going to exaggerate just a little bit. So you rub something on your skin to get well, and you lose your eyesight. Come on, please help me out with that. We got to have a better system. So go ahead, talk. Let's talk now about how do you market product to tell other people and get their interest so that they can come in and become very successful in their business for the one or two persons who want to build a business. Okay. Tell us about what you do to begin to market the product to build an organization. I still hear a lot of noise. I don't know if it's you or somebody else. I can hear this noise in the background. Okay. Are you still there, Jay?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Can you hear that noise?
One of the things, yes, I do. I hear somebody in the background there.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that what you're saying, Doc, is very, very important. We're building a business and as well as, you know, educating people about these life-changing products that we have. But one of the things that I've noticed is that I have to talk to a whole bunch of people because it's not easy. And sometimes you will get, you know, kind of discouraged, but you got to keep on keeping on. And you're looking for people that want to, you know, do a little something more than what they're doing. Like for me, it was the fact that, hey, I was working. I needed some additional income, you know, my family and everything. So I was looking. And there's a lot of people out here that are looking. So you got to ask questions, right? You have to ask questions. And you got to listen to what people are saying. And once you hear what they're saying, you can direct them toward our business, which is Rain International, home-based business, and how they could, you know, change their lifestyle if they choose to want to become part of us.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pitch do you use when you go to talk to people? And I understand there's a numbers game. So if I talk to 100 persons, what is my likelihood of having 10 or 15 distributors and maybe one or two persons like me who want to bill by talking to those 100? What did you say? Is it 70-30 rule? Is it 80-20 rule? What is the, what are the odds of talking to people, trying to get them to be interested in what I'm talking about? What is your experience? What have been your experiences?
Well, my experience over the years has been, is, you know, leadership is thin. And a lot of people don't have a love for this type of business. It's a sad, you know, realization that I had to come to. But because I love this business of people helping people, it's a very small percentage, very small. But I know that if I talk to 10 people and I get just one, that's a win. Mm-hmm. Because one can become 10 and 10 can become 20 and, you know, like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's,
sure,
it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game, but you got to be willing to knock on that door each and every day.
Okay. Did you see the motion picture Self-Made by Madam J.C. Walker or C.J. Walker?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That? So that's what she did. She didn't come out of Harvard or Yale or MIT studying business. She decided to find a product that helped her. Her hair went back in, and she felt very good about that. And so she wanted to share that with other people who may have also some hair loss or some psoriasis or whatever issues that they may have had. So she went and made her own. I mean, after she studied under the other lady, but she made her own and she became multi millionaires. But she went through the streets, she passed out flyers, she knocked on doors, etc., because she built a business not by putting an ad on ABC, NBC, and CNN News. She just went to the streets of her hometown and really built a business very successfully, I might say. So what kind of techniques, strategies, or systems are you using to build a business? Is my question.
Yes. Well, right now, I'm just pretty much I'm in what you would call a mode of relearning, because dealing with this technology out here, there's some better ways of doing things. So I have my own basic ways of doing business, such as, you know, asking the questions, finding out, you know, dealing with what we call form, you know, your family, you know, your occupation, your recreation, and the message. But what I'm finding out is that there are other groups of people right here out here that are dealing with some technology systems that are fast moving, and it's just a matter of getting plugged into them and you know, getting involved. So what I'm doing is relearning. I'm learning some new things, okay, because I have my basic way of doing my business, which is talking to people, asking some questions, getting them on the calls, okay, letting them use the product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I've noticed that there's some systems out here that are moving very, very rapidly, and this is what I'm looking to learn and find out about.
Okay. You made a statement earlier that sometimes people just a little hesitant. They had a little bit of reservation, and they had a little bit of doubts and fears about going to talk to people. But listen, we do that on a regular basis. When we find a good restaurant, a theater, a good meal, a good church or synagogue, whatever, we always go share that information with other people, whether they go see it or not, or whether they take advantage of it or not. So it's nothing strange that we recommend and promote something that we have found that's beneficial to the other person. Speaking of benefits, listen to this. It's always good to listen to professional salespeople, people sell insurance and real estate and cars and whatever, automobiles, if you will. There are some professional salespeople who consistently make a living at talking to people, getting their attention and making the sale. And here's one of the techniques somebody's using.
One thing I'd love for you to learn and remember today when you leave, it's like unconsciously every single person is walking around and looking for something that can benefit them. You know, it's almost like we have antenna on the top of our head. And whenever we're about to make a decision, we're asking ourselves, what's in it for me? What's this going to do for me? What would this mean to me? And so if you want to be really effective in influencing people, you want to keep that in the very forefront of your mind. Because ultimately what you want to do is talk about what your products and business can do for people. You guys agree? Right? And do not overemphasize this. You can spend 80, 90% of your time talking about the benefits, maybe 5 to 10% of the time actually sharing information and details, and you'll find that people respond to you even more. And I loved what Ray said yesterday when he was talking about the why. You know, ultimately the question I'd love for you all to be asking yourself when you are about to meet with someone or before you connect to someone on Facebook is ask yourself, why would this person buy my product? Why would this person join my business? You know, are they a stay-at-home mom who needs some extra cash? Are they someone who's working in a job and might be getting laid off? You know, do they have an issue that I can help them with? Do they need to lose weight? Do they want to look great, feel great, have more energy? Because if you can at least assume or understand or imagine what that person's motivation would be, you are halfway there. We're always solving problems. You've heard that a lot today. And ultimately, when you sit in front of someone, or even if you connect with them online, you're constantly looking for the problem and offering the solution. And we're always, always focusing on benefits and results.
Okay, you hear that, huh? Now, you got to keep that in mind. To sit down and describe the product ad infinitum over and over and over again, that's wonderful. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread, the best in the world, and the other company has this, and the whole universe of all the stars and planets out there. That's the deal we are talking about. See, sales is a little bit different because she's saying you find what the person need and you tell them the benefit of using your product. I mean, I hope you got that. I wanted to make that professional in terms of that. You have any comment? Do you have any comment, or is there anyone with any comments along those lines? Because we've been talking now for about 30 minutes. Jay, you have any comments about that? Oh, you still with me?
Wow. I mean, I'm with you. I was just listening to the explanation of how her particular mindset was based on, you know, what she had, and she actually said something very, very important there, and that is you got to understand a person's, you know, why. As you're presenting, you got to know why would this person want to buy from you? Why would this person want to have a relationship with you? So that's very, very important. That was very, very important. That's a gem, just that in itself.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah, we do have 76 million baby boomers out there. And those people born between 46 and 64. There's 76 million of them. And they retire every day for the next 10 years, 15 years, at $10,000 a day. And those people need extra money. Now, especially with this coronavirus pandemic around the world, the recent statistics that I got for you, and you got the same, 40 million people have applied. 40 million out of 350 million people in the United States have applied for unemployment assistance. Now, I would say half of them will not find those jobs again. They are desperate to find money for food, clothing, shelter, information, and medical care. They're looking for something. They're worried about the 401k. Got a lot of noise. Jesus. Could you mute your phones, please? All the time on this system. Wow, I don't believe it. But my system on Sunday won't have that because I have a special number on Sunday that will prevent people from being, what's a good word? Being, I can't even think of a good adjective. I don't want to say anything derogatory. But anyway, so not quite. I don't want to be Donald Trump. I want to say it better than Donald. I want to be politically correct. So, any questions out there? David, do you have any questions? In spite of all the noise? any questions out there? Because this is supposed to be a teaching moment, you know, for those people who really want to understand what we're doing. Jay, any questions, any other comments?
Okay. Well, Doc, hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that based on everything that you're sharing this morning, as far as I'm concerned, it's about going back to school. Okay?
Yeah.
And that is very, very important because a lot of the folks, especially your successful folks, they're willing to learn some new methods of how you need to do business. In other words, to go from level to level. So my offer this morning is for us to make sure that we learn how to go back to school to learn the best systems that we can have to build our business and take it to the next level. Okay?
Okay,
because it's not going to be overnight. It's not overnight.
Okay.
It's not going to be overnight.
Let's talk about systems briefly. Now, Dr. Weeks has a system. Have you been on his calls?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Could you explain his system a wee bit for us? I mean, there are other people who have been on his calls, David, James, and Barbara.
Yeah.
And other people. Okay, explain it. What is?
Yeah, we would love to hear from the family.
Okay, no. What? No. Can you tell us about his system for us? Okay.
Yes, go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. This is Vendette.
Good morning, Vendette.
Important question. Listen, Dr. Weeks has given us a great start right system, and I'm looking at it right now. I'm right on time. He wants us to start right, and then he gives us the system there and what we are supposed to ask new partners and 27 steps. And just looking at the start right, it's the first 3 days we get people in. We ask them to talk to nobody.
That's
but
right.
To learn everything first. And then you go over that they have two websites, a front office and a back office. And then you, after you give all of that, make sure that they know that the front office is your website, your www.myrainlife.com. And the back office is myrainoffice.com, where you put in your ID and password and make sure that they set up their bank account and so forth. And all these introductory videos, four short ones. How do you feel? There's one, are you being attacked? Dr. Weeks explains the seven rain products. And on Dr. Weeks on seed nutrition. Then he talks about us giving our testimonial, just a few brief ones. And then who else needs your seeds? Rain is not just for sick people. So he talks about how the children will perform better, and athletes, and seeds in general about our memory. And then he goes on to giving us a whole dictionary of all the new product videos, all
Who's
of them
breathing?
From Soul.
Wait a minute. Hey, can you mute your phones? Jesus.
Somebody's breathing.
Wow. I can't believe it.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
All right.
Let
me continue on.
Wait. Let Dr. Weeks
can
do that.
Can you hear me?
O'clock. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Let Dr. Weeks explain his system to the people at 3 o'clock. I don't want to take the time right now to do that.
Well, 3 o'clock, he's going to talk about a different subject.
Well, you can ask him about his system because I want to go in another direction. Now, yesterday we talked about Carl Humphrey. Now, does anyone understand what Carl Humphrey's system is about? That's another system that we're trying to introduce so people can have success. Do you understand where I'm coming from or not? Yes or no?
Yes. I understand that this is a private networking system.
Listen to me. Can you listen to me, please? Do you understand his system? That's what I'm asking about. I don't want a description of it, but do you, yes or no, do you understand his system? No? Okay. Let me get, his number is what? What is his number so people can call him about his system?
432-270-3877.
Okay. Call today, folks. The people who don't understand his system, we don't want to guess. We don't want to pretend. We don't want to do like number 46, that I pretend I can take Clorox and get healthy. Or, you know, I don't want to do all that. I want him to explain his system so it's really clear for the people who really want to build an organization. Because, look, what I've discovered in my years of doing business, selling insurance or houses or cars or whatever, or network marketing, is that you got to have a system by which you are very clear that you can get results, make the close, if you will, because it's really about sales. And look, listen to this person in terms of saying what closing is all
so
about.
So I've been chatting with several of my friends who are top earners in the network marketing industry recently, because I've seen it with a whole lot of people that I'm working with. I can show anybody how to get leads in no time on LinkedIn for free. Anybody can do it. It's so simple, it's not funny. I can show people how to get prospects booking on your calendar because they want to talk to you. Anybody can do that. I can give people scripts, questions to ask, and still people get so stuck and they just don't know how to close the sale. So here's the thing. The vast majority of the top earners, the top network marketing earners that I spoke to, they all agreed with me that the vast majority, the huge majority of their team members, and the single biggest challenge that their team members were having was not being able to close the sale, not knowing how to have that closing conversation. So, have you ever heard yourself saying, have you ever thought, I'm no good at selling, I hate sales, I don't want to sell, I can't ask for the sale, I don't want to be pushy, or sales is sleazy and slimy? Let me know if you, give me a yes, if you've ever said any of those things. Because if you have said those things, and if you really think you don't want to sell, you don't like to sell, that sales is sleazy and slimy, well, you're screwed. I hate to tell you, but you're screwed. You really need to learn how to have a sales conversation and close the sale. Now, here's the great news. When you're doing this right, selling is totally natural, and you're really coming from your heart, and you're really there to help and serve your prospect, and it becomes a very, very, very easy conversation. And it takes practice, it takes lots of practice, and it takes growing, building that muscle, flexing that muscle, and building that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Now, I brought that in because we are talking about selling. We are talking about becoming successful with a home-based business. Very key, folks. And we can't pretend we know. We can't guess. We can't fake it until you make it. You've got to be a student. There are a lot of books on Amazon that you can study about closing sales. Grant Cardone has one called Sell or Be Sold, or the 10X Method. Or you can go to his website, grantcardoneuniversity.com, and take his courses. Folks, we got to professional. And people know it right away. Whether you open your mouth, whether you're professional or not, or you're pretending, or you're jiving, or you're doing a little bit just to make it till you fake it, or whatever you're doing, right? You're doing enough to make a couple bucks, but you're not doing enough to become a superstar like Madam C.J. Walker. She didn't fake it. She got it done. Folks, we got to be students of sales. We got to be students of this industry if we're going to make a change in the world. Look, 40 million people just in the United States have applied for unemployment. You think there aren't 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 persons out there who won't become a millionaire or a billionaire in sales if we give them the right formula, the right company? We have the right products. We have the right company. And they can take this and look, what's his name? Call Humphrey. I said he had 150,000 people. Jay, how many people does he have? You talked to him yesterday. How many? Jay, give me that answer. Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. He told me, he told me that it's rounded off at about over 200,000.
And he started 6 years ago. How many people would like to have 200,000 people in their downline organization 6 years from now? Okay, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Everybody would.
I know,
like
I
to
would.
Have. Okay. Okay. then we have to become an accomplished person. We have to become a student of this industry. I'm just talking to the one or two persons. I'm not talking about everybody, because most people don't even want to do enough homework to make $100 a month. You don't want to make the effort. And I can understand that. Good. Do whatever you got to do. Because when I look at the statistics, it says this. It says, let's take a look at the business world. The percentage of people before the coronavirus, people in business by ethnicity. Here's what it says. 1 in 10 of the Asians' average family income of $55,000 a year. When it says whites, 1 in 34 have a family income of $53,000 a year. When it says Hispanics, 1 in 54 have an average family income of $32,000. And when you come to black Americans, 1 in 104 have a family income of only $19,000 a year, which is below the poverty income. We are asleep at the switch. We are not doing the best we can do with our time, energy, and effort, and our power, potential, and possibilities. We are underperforming. We got to stop that. Even Trump said, look at your ghetto. It's rat, roach infested, and 48% of you people are unemployed. You might as well vote for me, because the Democrats are not doing anything for it. He said that. I didn't say that. We got to get on the ball, folks. We got to become accomplished. Now, this other lady talked about marketing. Let's just finish. I'll take 1 minute to see what she has to say about marketing. Marketing anything.
So, those are the three biggest mistakes that I see network marketers making, and the six principles to help you have anyone wanting to buy from you or join your team. So don't forget, if you're interested in going much deeper on this, just say 5 steps in the comments and I'll make sure we get back to you. And if you have not already, if you don't already have your hands on my Debbie Morton's Magic Conversations That Close rejection-free program, you need to get that. That is a beginning point. And then this next thing is going to go much deeper. So I'm going to put a link up above. I apologize because of my technical problems here. I didn't have an opportunity to put the link above before I got this started. But I'm going to put a link above if you're watching this on Facebook or LinkedIn, and a link below if you're watching this on YouTube, so that you can start off with Debbie Morton's Magic Conversations That Close rejection-free program, which is dirt cheap, only $46, and it is worth its weight in gold. I've had so many people tell me that the bonus alone, the soar to rapport bonus alone, is worth way more than just the $46, let alone the whole program itself. So start with Magic Conversations That Close rejection-free, and if you've already got that and you are ready to go deep, then write 5 steps below, and I'll be getting back to you with this all-new program I'm going to be launching to really help you learn how to close the sale so that you can create the life you really dream of.
Okay. There are people who make a lot of money because they study the industry, they're very accomplished, they do their homework, and we need more and more people who are willing to be very accomplished and to do your homework, do your research, and become a professional. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for people like Byron Belker, Russ Crowley. We're looking for people like Steve Freeman, who sponsored me. And he's making $10,000 a week, not a month, a week, with Rain International. Come on. So what are we waiting for? Anyway, any comments before we close? Any comments? Any suggestions? Any distractions? What's happening? I want you guys to be serious, because we got a whole world of people in the street protesting, and they need directions and guidance, and they need jobs, they need help. And that's another subject we want to talk about. who are you in terms of a black person or brown person or red person or yellow person or white person? And do you know your history? Do you know your philosophy? Do you know your psychology? Huh? Hello? People not even working on that. I think I'm going to do a program once a week, probably on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, talking about just black history on this one, so people can catch up with who they are. And in the meantime, watch Madam C.J. Walker, Self-Made. That's history, 1908. The NAACP was formed in 1909. The Urban League was formed in 1909 to help people rise up above the economic wherewithal and improve their lives. So we need to know that history, what Booker T. Washington did, what W.E.B. Du Bois and all that, Adam Clayton Powell, if you want to come up to the modern day and talk about what the Reverend Leon Sullivan did with opportunities industrialization centers across the whole United States. Or get yourself a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, like the Black United Fund, since it's been sitting there since 1968 with Walter Brueggemann out of California. Now they got 25 centers across the United States. I mean, I could go on and on. There are a lot of things you can do with your time, your energy, your effort, and your creative talents. You guys are creative. Now we got to get real creative now that the whole world is looking at us and saying, what do those people want? Why are they marching? How can we help them? How can they help themselves? We got a long ways to go, but we can get busy now. We got to get busy. It's that time of day. And I'm just about finished. I don't want to go on and on with this. I used to do this when I was at Howard University trying to get my students to read the books, which they didn't want to even read. Anyway, any comments, folks?
Well, Doc, I just want to say that thank you for sharing this type of insight, because this is real talk. This is real straight talk, and I appreciate it, because in order to take the business to the levels that, you know, we know are significant, you know, I'm talking about your $2,000, your $5,000, your $10,000 a month or more, we have to learn some systems. We have to learn from people that are already doing it. And that's why I appreciate you. I appreciate what, you know, Dr. Weeks is doing for us. I appreciate what Carl is looking to do for us with his system. But I'm going to tell you this, we have to have the mindset to be willing to go back to school and learn, because even for myself, it's different. I mean, some things that are a little uncomfortable, but we have to learn, because it's not easy.
True.
It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it, yeah. No, yeah, you're right, because we all have our fears and apprehensions and doubts and hesitations, and we don't even, and most of us don't even have the vision of where we don't have any goals. We don't write the goals. We don't have any affirmations. You don't have a vision board, and you're just stumbling through life, and the blind is leading the blind. We got to stop that. We have the kind of talent energy and time, folks, to change the course of our history, and now is the time. Now, this is the better time. I've been here a long time. I don't even say I've been on this planet a long time, and this is the best time I see that we can engage ourselves with the political, economic, and social forces of the world, and the spiritual forces of the world, and change the destiny of the whole planet. I see that coming. I think this is the time.
That's
most
right.
People to rise up. This is
the watershed moment.
Yep, this is a big deal.
And I want to just and family, I just want to thank Robin Muhammad and Vendette for their leadership, because what they've done with the call last night, they had Carl Humphrey come on and share with us what he's doing and how he's doing it and why he's doing it. And for those that have ears to hear, what he threw out some very powerful information. But it's, again, it's a system. And in order to really understand that system, we have to be willing to go back to school, family. And I know y'all probably say, Jay, you say that same thing over and over again. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because my mentor told me, he says, listen, if you're not willing to go back to school for 3 to 6 months, by putting in 5 to 10 hours a week to learn how to retire in 1 to 3 years at $50,000 a year or better, you're playing. You got to be willing to go back to school. That's what it's about, family.
Yeah, but we can do it. We can do that. So, we're just trying to urge you along because we know that you have the potential, the talent. We know that a lot of people really, you have the need now because there aren't too many wonderful, great, super-duper jobs with great benefits and a gold watch after 30 or 40 years. I think that's
right.
Gone. That's gone, by the way.
That's right.
That will never
that's
come back.
Gone.
That's a dream. That's a nightmare. That won't happen anymore. So we have to switch gears now and do something different. We can't keep doing the same thing.
That's right. But you know,
anyway.
Doc, you said one thing that is so significant. You said we have to have a need, but more so as far as the way I'm looking at it right now, you got to want to. You have to want to. You got to want to. Now, if you don't want to, and I excuse my vernacular and my English, but what I'm saying is that you have to want to be able to see. As we know that we're in a seed-based nutritional company, okay, where there's significance, there's genius in that seed, the power of that seed. We don't know how it works, but we know that there's genius in there because that's the God factor. And all I'm saying is this, you got to want to. Nobody can want for you. You got to want that.
True. Okay, let me do this one thing. And I got Les Brown. Everybody knows who he is. Or many people know who Les Brown is. And he's saying he's been in network marketing. He's made a lot of money in network marketing. And as a speaker, when I talked to him, the last time I spoke to him, and I met him in 1985, he says, "How you doing, Russ? You still doing that network marketing stuff?" And he giggled at me. And I said, "Yeah, right there." I said, "So how have you been doing?" He says, "I made $100 million since I talked to you the last time from speaking engagements." And there's some people out there listening to me. You too, if you want to, can become a great speaker and travel all over the world and make yourself millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Yes,
and he's talking about the fact that we, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs, but during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal, business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct?
Yes.
See, but the real challenge, the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or a woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. When I was facing some challenges, I had a guy say something to me, and I suggest this is one of the first things that you want to do. When you're facing a challenge, you want to get unstuck. Evaluate where you are. Look at it. Assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? Earl Nightingale had a saying I like. He said, "All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it." What has brought you to this point? What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Are you doing it over and over and over again? Somebody said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. Are you going through it or are you growing through it? Are you bigger and better because of it? Because it's not going to leave you until you grow through it. I was going through a major challenge in my life that was wearing me out, that was using me. And one of my students told me in a class that I was teaching, Lessons in Truth, she said, Les, until you handle it with grace, it will stay in your face.
Some of the people on this line were born for a time, for such a time as this. It's not accident. You are not an accident. You were born to solve the problems that we are facing today with the coronavirus, racism, exploitation, white supremacy, and all the other things that are devastating, sinister, diabolical, and nefarious to the existence of all people on this planet. You were born to solve the problem of today. That's what I'm talking about. It's a question in the Bible that says, why are you here at this particular time in life? For who knows why we were born for a time such as this? You can become the leader that you want to be to solve the problems of this world. Anybody else before we close? Because I'm closing now. But I appreciate you being
here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to say that you're so right. We are born with a purpose, and it's up to us to find our purpose and find our niche in this life. And when we do meet it, do it to your best and put your best foot forward and do it from your heart, because then it becomes successful and then it shows who you really are in character.
Great. Anybody else? In closing, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you didn't get offended. I hope you.
Oh no!
Take it.
I love it.
I hope that you become one of the leaders that you were born to be, to help people all across the face of this earth, and maybe the universe, to become a better person, a better entity, as you transition to other places. But thank you very much for listening. So anyway, tomorrow. We'll be here again at 11 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on this channel, that you will be able to hear more about Rain International, the product, and I don't know who's going to handle the call tomorrow, but then you got James, he will handle the call on Wednesday. I don't know who you have on Thursday, but I may be back on Friday if they let me come back on Friday. But anyway, you guys have a good one. God bless you.
You too. Thank you, family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Have a good one. I'm closing with
you. You too.
Philosophy to help change my life. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's what you do about what happens. All of us are in like a little sailboat. And it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. So jot this phrase down. It's one of the best to understand. Kids need to understand it. The same wind blows on us all. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change, the wind when it's upside down, the wind when it's favorable and unfavorable. The same wind blows on us all, the economic wind, the social wind, the political wind. The same wind blows on everybody. The difference in where you arrive in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, the difference in arrival is not the blowing of the wind, but the set of the sail. And that's what learning is all about, to set a better sail this year than last year. To set a better sail. The first 6 years of my economic life, I wound up broke. Second 6 years, I wound up rich.
And the people on this line can become rich if they decide to study and show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of success and advancement and having a vision. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Take care. Bye now.